Yep, good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
brother and sister in IBC Church. Love to see you all. Today is not my first day to sharing any message on the pulpit, but it's the first day I share in the IBC Church. So may you bear with me a little bit, especially my English. Now you're all familiar with the Bible, so, and do you know where this verse come from? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs, right? Proverbs. I personally take it further. The fear of the Lord, not only beginning of the wisdom, also beginning of the, your holy life. So remember the character in the Bible, Job. He is the righteous person, just and righteous person, not only claimed by his own, and the Lord God and proved that by saying, look at my servant, Job. He's righteous and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. Man, young man, young woman, how can we live a holy life? By fearing God, shun the evil. So our God is loving God, but he also is just and holy. He deserves our reverence. So in this particular occasion, we gather together as a church. We sing him, sing songs to praise him, and we should also keep silence before him. Like Habakkuk 2:20 goes like that. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. I repeat once again. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. My suggestion is let us take 1 minute silence to meditate our Lord God in heaven, to praise him, to worship him, to give thanks to him, to pray to him, to cleanse our heart, and draw us close to himself. Now, would you like to stand up with me, please? And we are going to spend 1 minute silence before our great, awesome God. And after that, I will lead the prayer. Let's keep the silence. Dear Lord in the heaven, glory be your name. And you are the great, awesome God, and we stand before you. Lord, receive our worship today. Receive our praise. Lord, we are thankful for the salvation you have given to us. And we are thankful for you giving us your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to die for our sin and rose again the third day. We praise the Lord, we praise him forever and ever. Lord, today we also ask your mercy, your grace, and your love to cleanse our hearts, especially to cleanse my own heart and lips, and to deliver your message, your word, to your people, the great people. Lord, listen to my prayer, answer to my prayer today. May your name be glorified. May your name be lifted up today. I pray in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. brother and sister. Today, my message is Jesus is the greatest missionary. So, if you have been for a Christian for a while, you may know our Lord Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, Lord of the Lords. Amen? Amen. He also is the greatest missionary. Why? Because the Bible said Jesus is the preeminence in all things, of course, in all good things. So, from the scripture I picked today, he is missionary. So, how can he become the number two or number third? He must be the number one. He is the greatest missionary. So, the text I chose today is from Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 18. It just simply goes like that. As you have sent me into the world, I also send them into the world. Now, let's pause a moment. We need to have a premise for this text. It is for the born-again Christian. Born-again Christians. Ben, what do you mean, born-again? I know Christian. What Christian is? Go to the church every Sunday, have the prayer, attending the life group study. Isn't it not Christian? But I'm talking about the born-again Christians. So this is something to do with the gospel message. And Apostle Paul, when he wrote the epistle to the saint of the Corinth, he summarized in this simple passage that Christ died for our sin according to the scripture. And he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. That is as simple as possible. We can summarize our gospel message. So, yeah, message is there. So what relationship between you and the message? That is what I call the born again. Have you been born again? By how? By good works? By water baptism? Or even by prayers? No. Those are human religion. You can follow those patterns like a devout Christian. But the true Christians, the true religion of God, the true religion of Jesus Christ is we are saved by grace through faith. We need to believe. We need to receive the gospel message. Trust in the God. Trust in His own Son. Then we receive His Spirit, Holy Spirit, to be born again. Born of the Spirit. Now, if this is too difficult for you, let me give you a simple example. For instance, someone say, anyone who stay in my house is my son or my daughter. But you say, what if it is your tenant? He stay in your house. Would you call him or her your son or daughter? Or you go further. Anyone who eats on my table will be my son or daughter. No, you sometimes invite your guests or friends to your house to have dinner. No, those are not your truly son or daughter. Or you may say, I saw my puppy, my dog is born in my family. But that is not the same as your own son or daughter. So Jesus told us, God is spirit. Born of the flesh is the flesh. Born of the spirit is spirit. God is spirit. If we need to get into the family of God, we need to be born again. Born of spirit. Receive the true, receive the word of the true, receive the gospel message. Receive God and His own Son. Now, by now, I pray that you all have known our Heavenly Father, the only true living God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? John 17:18. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. Now, the first question I ask, who sent? This chapter 17, verse 1, Jesus clearly prayed to the Father, the Heavenly Father, which he, other place, he confirmed is God, God of all, God who created heaven and earth. So, is Father God sent Jesus? Now, here, I need to mention, this is the amazing mystery doctrine of the Trinity, or triune God. I couldn't fully explain or understand, but I simply to receive it as I receive the salvation, amazing salvation of my Lord. God the Father sent God the Son to the world to save. How amazing, isn't it? Remember when Jesus was on earth, he was about 30 years old, he began his ministry. Now one day when he was in the synagogue, he was passed a portion of the scripture. I believe it's Isaiah, and he read like this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to, who sent Jesus to? The Lord, Jehovah God, the Lord sent Jesus, sent him. To heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Now, when Jesus was on earth, he had done lots of the miracle things. He healed the sick, he cast out the demon, and he even raised the dead. But are those his main ministry? I believe his main ministry is to come down from the heaven to the earth to save his people from sin and to proclaim the message of sinful man to reconcile to the holy God through himself, the Lamb of God. I believe all of you can recite this, the golden words of the Bible, John 3:16. Would you like to recite together with me? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Wait a minute. How did the Father give his only begotten Son? By sending him from the comfort, honor, glorious heavenly home down to the earth to become a humble servant, to become a likeness of man. Now, this is how he gave. It's a big sacrifice. Do you understand that? That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That how is you and how is me to stand here, this church, to gather together to worship the Lord for the common faith. Because God so loved us, he gave his only begotten Son to us. Amen? Praise the Lord. See, is it amazing grace? Amazing mission is the mission of God. It's the mission of Heavenly Father. Now, if Father has sent, God has sent, how did our Lord Jesus respond? This is important. I summarize only one word, obedience. Obedience. Remember when Jesus was 12 years old, he started to obedience, or we can have the record, he so obedience. So Jesus' obedience from the youth, when he was 12 years old, he was in the Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover of the Jews. Remember that? For somehow, I don't know the exact reason, he was lost by his parents. Who should take the responsibility? Young, 12-year-old boy, or child, or his parents. But I personally believe this is sinless. The law, Jesus shouldn't take this responsibility, but his parent. But when his mother Mary found him, and she seemingly to blame him, and she said, "Son, what have you done this to us? Don't you know your father and I seek you anxiously?" Now, how did Jesus respond? This is amazing response for a 12 years old. Any 12 years old boys or girls here, raise your hand. I wish you can respond as Jesus did. "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's house?" Or in other version is, "to be in my father's house." From 12 years old, Jesus showed his obedience to the father. And he tried to seek the father's will at 12 years. Amazing. But not only he submit to the Heavenly Father, if you read the scripture afterward, he also submit his earthly parents. Praise the Lord. Jesus also show obedience in words. Now, many occasions, Jesus was challenging by his countrymen, the Jews. One time, the Jews think, "This man never learned. How could he know these things?" Do you remember that occasion? And Jesus answered, "My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me," referring to the Father, that is God. So, "My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me." Not only those Jews, and even his own disciple, Philip, also asked him, "Lord, show us the Father, it will be sufficient for us." So was the Father. I think this will really upset Jesus because he has been with them for such a long time. But he still patiently to answer, "For I have not spoken. Do you not know? Do you not believe I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority. But the Father who dwells in me does the works." So Jesus always speaks on the Father's will, Father's words. Now this is give us a time to reflect. It's a good time to reflect. Brother, sister, ask yourself, ask myself, how much useless words, ungodly words, have we spoken in the past, not from the Heavenly Father? Remember, in the last day, all those words need to be judged by the holy and just judge. So we all need the grace, need the mercy. We need to pray to the Lord from time to time, if not daily, to ask him to cleanse our sin. The third, Jesus also showed his obedience in works. Similar situation, Jesus challenging by the Jews, and he answered, "Most truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but whatever he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner." Look at our law. Look at the Son of God. Look at the Son of Man. Look at this greatest missionary. He did everything for the glory of the Father who sent him. Now, this is the perfect obedience. The fourth one. Jesus also showed his obedience in will. Jesus said, "For I have come down from the heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." This is the hardest part. Give up one's own will. Give up your own will. To submit to others, that means you give up your own sovereignty to others to control you. I find that most difficult. But our Lord, he did it. Remember the prayer he made before the cross in Gethsemane? This is one of the greatest prayer. He just simply prayed like that. Father, if possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but your will, but as your will. How can it be? Look at us. Check ourselves. What will do we seek in our daily life? What priority we put first? I strongly urge you to obey, to trust Lord's Sermon on the Mount. The last word is not the last word. He's the commandment. Is seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The fifth one, Jesus also showed his obedience to the death. Obedience to the death. Obedience to the death. Now, if you could turn with me to the Philippians in the Bible, Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 5 to 8. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 8. Now, we are going to read this together if possible. If not, you just follow me. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a born servant and coming in the likeness of man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Is it amazing? Jesus Christ came down from the heaven. He is a God, and he sacrificed a lot to give up some privilege. Enjoyable privilege he had, and to become a man, as a man. So this is an example for every man. Now, that doesn't exclude the woman. Like, as a man, mankind, he become a mankind. So he learned obedience. And his obedience is ultimate to obedient to the death, and death on the cross. Can you imagine the painless hanging on the cross? That is the worst punishment in the world. But that is our law. That is He's the payment for your sin and my sin. This is the perfect obedience. Now, from the epistle of the Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 8, we have this to confirm Lord's obedience. Though he was a son of God, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. He became a son of man, become a man, so he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Now, read carefully, brother and sister. He became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Recall your salvation. When you receive the law, is it not you obeying his command? Obeying his gospel message? Obeying Heavenly Father, his testimony for his own son? Obeying his servant or the missionary who passed the words to you? Now, it's some kind of the obeying because God doesn't give you the choice to choose this or not that. It's imperative commandment. Remember the Philippine jailer asked, what should I do to be saved? And Paul and Silas answered, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved, you and you, your household. Now, that belief on the Lord Jesus Christ is imperative. If you check it, the Greek word in original text. So, God gave the commandment to us to believe in Him. And even we back to the Garden of Eden, when God created the first man, Adam, He also gave the commandment. Do not eat. You shall not eat the tree, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's not an option. It's commandment. You shall not eat it. The day you eat it, you shall surely die. And clearly to give the punishment for disobeying. Unfortunately, Adam disobeyed. But fortunately, we have the second Adam, son of man, son of God, Lord Jesus Christ. He obeyed. He obeyed to the death, even the death on the cross. Praise the Lord. Now, we can see from the scripture, Father sent our Lord Jesus Christ obey. It's the perfect obedience. And don't you think He is the greatest missionary? And if you claim to be a Christian, the Christ follower, why don't you follow His path? The third question, who also sent? Now, in my text today, the first part, as you send me into the world, this is the first part. We already meditate the first part. What about the second part? I also have sent them into the world. Now we can see, this is the greatest missionary. He himself also a sender, a commissioner. He sent them, his disciple. Now, the following message, allow me to apply it to all the believers. He sent, yes, directly to his own disciple, but his commandment apply to all, because in verse 20 it goes, I do not pray for those alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, through those the apostle, the 12 apostles' words. So this is how amazing we can have this Christian faith pass on all the generation. That is why you and me sitting here. So how did you and I get saved if without God's mission, without God sending His Son, and His Son continued to sending out His disciple, He's the disciples' disciples, all the believers in the whole history. I really like the reference from Apostle Paul in Romans 10. Now, he simply referenced like that. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him whom they have not believed? How then shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how then shall they hear without a preacher? And last one, how shall they preach unless they are sent? You get that? That is our mission. That is your mission. That is all our mission. Now, Jesus, has He finished His mission while He was on earth? My answer is yes. Remember, He hung on the cross. What did He say? The last word? It is finished. It is finished. It is complete. He totally finished the works the Heavenly Father given to Him. It is finished. But at the same time, our Lord Jesus, He extends His mission to all the disciples. he extended. Remember, before he ascended to the heaven, he gave this the glorious honor, great commission to his disciple and to us today. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All the authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things I have commanded you. And look, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. Now, look carefully. The word Jesus used, go, make, baptizing, and teaching, all is the command. All is command. What do we do? You can either obey or disobey. Now, many of you may become Christian for a while. You may feel your Christian life some kinds of the boring, dry, or lifeless. Or you say, "Oh, I haven't felt the Lord's presence for a while. How come?" I give one of the most possible reasons is to you is you haven't been obedient. You haven't preached the gospel. You haven't shared the Jesus Christ with others for a long time. Or you haven't teach others. Simply, you didn't obey. When you do God's word, Jesus, the promise will become true. He will be with you. Now, that is my own personal experience. In the past few years, now, in longer time, when I just get saved, I keep learning the knowledge. But knowledge doesn't help. But when I started a few years ago, share the gospel, share my Lord Jesus, now he is with me. Can Jesus' word fail? No, absolutely not. So you just believe, and then he will with you. If he doesn't, ask him, not ask me. Now, we already see Heavenly Father has given this mission to his own Son. And his own Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus, he obeyed. And so his perfect obedience, that is our example. Now, come to him, Lord Jesus, he has given us this commandment. He has sent some disciples into the world. Now come to our generation, the 21st century. In 2015, August the 9th, we are all here. How do we respond? How do we respond? I think you can ignore all the former message, but you should focus on this part. Number four, how do we respond? Application. How do you respond? How do I respond? Application to self. Now, that's what I learned in the past few years as well. Apply to self. The word of God, apply to self. Cut to the heart. The same premise I make at the beginning of my message is check yourself. Have you received the love of God? Receive and testify the witness of God in Lord Jesus Christ. Have you truly born again? Now, this is really, really important question. You can't skip life and death. It's eternal. Everlasting. Have you been truly born again? Are you the true sons of God? You can't be pretend for it. Don't be too late. Now, this is the first most important. You confirm your own salvation. If that is true, if you answer all same as I do, I have, now, then, let's start today to love our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, which is the greatest commandment. First and the great commandment. Brother and sister, do you not know to love God is to obey His commands? Wait a minute. To love God is to obey His command? This is what Jesus said. He said in John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." I repeat again. "If you love me, keep my commandments." And he go on to say, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me." He go on to say, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me." Now, don't argue with me, argue with Jesus. This is His word. He gave out the definition of to love God is to obey His commands. To obey His command is to love Him. Understand? Now, I know I like this the second service because we have more young men here. In the first service, we don't see many. Young men, I can give you an easier illustration or example to understand this truth. Recall the time you were in love with your girlfriend. Don't you remember every word she said you obey? maybe, sometimes you didn't. And then she will come back to you and say, "You don't love me." Is it true? Yes. Now, you understand, if you truly love another person, you will try all your efforts to please him. Quite often, is obey his or her commands. Now, come to the relationship with our Heavenly Father. Our Lord Jesus is the same. If we really truly love him, we need to obey his commandment, simply like that. Another warning message, every time when I read that, I read that with fear and trembling. And I also fear and tremble for my fellow believers as well. This is in the Matthew chapter 7, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount Jesus gave to his followers. In the chapter 7, verse 21, he said to the follower, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven." Wow. That is great fear. Not everyone who calls to Jesus, say, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven. So you can't be a pretend Christian. You have to be a born-again Christian. Born of the Spirit, born of the Gospel, born of the Word of Truth, and born of God. You can't get away from that. But he who does the will of the Father in heaven, how can you do the will of the Father in heaven if you don't obey his command? Are you with me now? So when we come to this Christian faith, yes, we receive it just totally by the mercy and grace of our God. We just receive it. We can't do nothing. But after we receive it, we should demonstrate our genuine born again. We love our God by obeying his command. If someone claims as a Christian but never obey God's commandments, I feel sorry for him. Now Jesus goes on to say, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to be a wise man who builds his house on the rock. Wise man, build his house on the rock. What is the opposite? Opposite. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. I don't need to say much. You will choose to build your own house on the sand or on a rock, solid rock. Brother and sister, lastly, I ask the following questions to you and to myself. Let's be challenged together. Is Jesus only your Savior, but not your Lord? Is Jesus only my Savior, but not my Lord? If he is your Lord, and if he is your master, do you show your obedience to him? Have you sacrificed to him by obeying his commandments? Have you? Have I? Now remember the character in the Bible, Abraham's nephew, Lot. I hope you all not follow Lot's way. Angel Bonner ever said, Lot would not give up Christ, but he would not give up much for Christ. So being a Christian, you can be a Christian like Lot. Yeah, you won't deny Jesus Christ, but you also will not give up too much for Christ. Is it you or is it I? We all have the good start now. We are obeying the first commandment Lord give us to believe his Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. We are saved. But are we faithful and obedience to the end? Are we faithful and obedience to the end? Now, this ends my message. The last part, I need to do my own personal testimony. And how do I respond? How do I respond? First of all, I need to give thanks to God. Give me this, the great salvation I have. I can do nothing but only to receive him, receive my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He died for my sin, died on the cross, and he was buried, and he rose from the dead the third day. And now he already ascended to the heaven and sitting on the right hand of the Heavenly Father. I simply believe in him, believe his message, because God cannot lie. God is faithful, faithful to himself, faithful to his word. Praise the Lord. Second, I also give thanks to Lord. He led me to this wonderful church, IBC Church, and has the wonderful pastors and brothers and sisters. They, over the year, they teach me, they train me, they support me, pray for me. I give thanks to them. Sometime in the past, when I'm doing my personal devotion, when I read to the book of Ezekiel, in chapter 3, verse 5. For you are not sent to a people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, but to the house of Israel. Now, I clearly to tell you, I'm not Israel. I'm Chinese. I'm Chinese. No doubt, you can't find any characters like that, but I'm Chinese. But at that moment, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, just went into my heart. I fully understand. Lord would like me to serve his own people, particularly in the Chinese ethnic. So I have the burden for the Chinese from then on, and more and more. Through the prayers, and through the devotion, so I confirmed that more and more. The last 2 years, praise the Lord, His will also let my wife know as well. So we as the family, we come together, we confirm that is God's calling. What we can do? Just obey. Just obey. So we already made quite a few survey trips back to China. Now, the coming trip in October, praise the Lord, with our Pastor Ken and Brother Jojo, he also planning to go with me to help me to find out the specific will of God. Where should I stay? Which area should I minister? Praise the Lord. Now, look at this, the great country. To them, is unfamiliar speech or in of hard language. How come they would do that? That is the love of God through them to me. Praise the Lord. Brother and sister, this is not finished yet. We need your prayers a lot to support us. And you can be part of the mission. Not my own mission, but the mission of the Heavenly Father. But the mission for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lastly, my last urge is be saved, be sent, and be obedient. Now let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this time. We are with you through these words. Your word is truth. Our Lord Jesus Christ is truth. And He is the Savior to come down from the heaven to save sinners. And I am the one. Lord, save us. Save us from the sin. Lord, not only save us and use us to proclaim your message to your people. We are not fight on our own effort and strength. But through you, you enable us to do your works. Lord, help us. Cleanse our heart. Give us sensitive ear. Let us can hear your little voice. Like a prophet Isaiah, hear the Lord's calling. Who shall I send? And who will go for us? And help us to respond, Lord. Like Isaiah respond. Here am I. Send me, Lord, be glorified today. Receive our worship. Brother and sister, help us to grow. Help us to be edified each other, encourage each other. Lord, receive my prayer. Answer my prayer. I pray in your name, in the name of your blessed Jesus, Son of God. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Ben. Could I ask you to stand and just with your eyes closed for a moment, let's have a brief quiet time, if we could. A few things. One, Ben mentioned very clearly from the Word the importance of knowing that you are a child of God, you have been born again. Not everyone who goes stand before God and says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. Have you been born again? Do you know without a doubt that heaven is your home? Your sins have been washed. You are saved. If you are unsure of that, if that is not 100% clear in your heart and in your mind, get that sorted today. Come to the Lord in faith. Receive His forgiveness He's offered on the cross. Amen. And leave here changed, renewed, Amen. A new creation.
Amen.
Have you been born again? Second, I want to challenge you to be able to say, here I am, Lord. Send me. What's God's purpose for your life? We must be sharing Christ. We must share Jesus. Are you an obedient child of God? Are you obedient to Him? Can you say in your heart, here I am, send me? He may keep you here, even in Auckland, and serving Him faithfully here. He may ask you to go somewhere else. But is your heart willing to say, God, I want what you want for my life? It must be. God, I'm available, whatever you ask of me. And have an open heart and a heart that will listen to Him. And finally, I ask you, brothers and sisters, pray for this family. Pray for Ben. God, would you lead us, direct, make it abundantly clear what your plan and desire is for Ben and Marge. God, show them where you would have them to be and what ministry you want them involved with. Lord, I pray that you would even use this coming survey trip that we will take together. Lord, that you would guide and use it. Thank you for your word. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Listen, if God is speaking to your heart about anything, I ask you to come and see me, Pastor Mike, Pastor Chad, see one of us after the service and say, God is speaking to me about this, whether it's salvation or whether it's something else in your life. Please come. We're available for you. Please take a seat, though, for a couple of minutes as we have a few announcements you need to hear.
All right, these are exciting times when the Lord is dealing in the hearts of people about missions and about ministry. Well, that's always an exciting thing. Hey, this morning, if you have your bulletin, just turn on the inside page, a few things we'd like to share with you. First of all, we have a ladies' retreat that's coming up. That's coming up on the 16th and 17th of October. It's the 33rd annual ladies' retreat. We have a fellowship of churches. They come together during this time, and the ladies from those churches come together down in Rotorua, where you'll have some special speakers, some different activities and things that will be happening. So ladies, if you're interested in that, see Miss Jennifer, Pastor Ken's wife, and she'll get you the registration forms. And we're going to be telling you more details and more information over the next few weeks. Also, our Bible study that we do on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, we've been studying through the book of the Revelation. We're all the way up to chapter number 6, I think is where we were at this morning. And we're right in the middle of that 7-year period, you know, the 7-year tribulation period, kind of right in that middle area of that time frame. So we'd like for you to be here on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for the Bible study. Some interesting things that the Lord has revealed to us through that study, as well as the times that we live in. Also coming up on Saturday morning, if you were part of the exercise class that came here on Saturday mornings at 8:30, we'll resume that this coming Saturday. So this Saturday, 8:30, if you want to be a part of the exercise class. And then the ladies' Bible study that was on Thursday at 1 o'clock. Gina's back now, so she'll be doing the ladies' Bible study Thursday at 1 o'clock. I think that's all of the announcements that we'll make, other than continuing to pray one for another. Pray for our missionaries, Pastor Irwin and Amy Santoso. Irwin, the pastor at IBC Central, continue to pray for them and the ministry that the Lord has called them into. And then also all of our missionaries whose letters are in the back on the missionary board at the back of the church. I think that's all of the announcements. Let's just take a moment and recognize birthdays, anniversaries, special occasions that you have coming up. Is there anyone that's celebrating a birthday this week? Anyone that's celebrating a birthday from today through Saturday? Or if you were here last week and maybe you didn't get the opportunity to come up, come on up here. Wesley's coming up. Come on up in here. Anyone else? Birthday, Daniel. Trixie, where's Trixie? I heard Trixie's name. Trixie, where are you at? She's hiding over here. Anyone else? No other birthdays? How about wedding anniversaries? Anyone celebrating a wedding anniversary this week? Wedding anniversary. Anyone with a wedding anniversary? What about anyone last week that didn't come up, but it was your wedding anniversary? No? Let's all stand together, and what we'll do is we'll sing Happy Birthday, and then we'll be dismissed in just a few moments.
Happy Birthday. Happy birthday, everybody. God bless you today. Let's pray, and we'll be dismissed now. My Father, I thank you for using your servant this morning to share the word with us. Bless him, Lord. Guide his steps. Lord, I pray that all of us would leave here today renewed in our heart of why we're here, and that our prayer would be, here I am, Lord, send me. May we be willing to be sent to our neighbor or to our co-workers to share the love of Christ with them. Father, thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Thank you. Keep track of